USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Many top Democrats seemingly are reluctant to speak out on the sudden momentum behind the movement to defund the police as Minneapolis lawmakers announced they have the votes to do that in their city, the epicenter of the nation's unrest over the past 2 weeks following the death of George Floyd. Top House Democrats warned the rank and file members on a conference call about being sucked into a debate amid concerns about its impact on their election chances. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer were asked if they supported the movement to defund the police. Pelosi said that's a local decision. We won't have these debates at this level. When asked where House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, the Democrat from South Carolina, stood on the issue, his office said Whip Clyburn supports completely restructuring police departments to ensure resources are deployed to protect all citizens equitably. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.